In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, man was created in the Creator's image and likeness. The creation process involved direct divine action in totality. The life-giving Holy Spirit Himself breathed into Adam an immortal soul. This secured immortal souls for all his descendants, which sadly are corrupted by the rebellion and sinfulness we inherit from Adam himself. He is our federal father. So, does everybody have the same problem? Yes. We are all by nature totally separated from the true knowledge of the Creator and at enmity with His holiness and goodness. The fact is that our thinking as well as our desires and decision-making are alienated from the Lord. This impacts every area of our humanity. Alienation from our holy, gracious Creator twisted our understanding and led to corrupted spiritual desires. The evidence is all around us. Knowing and worshiping the true living God is replaced by imagining, adoring, and even worshiping created things. This is the root of all depraved forms of the human world and life view, including religion. The Holy Spirit makes this vividly clear through the Apostle Paul in the first chapter of the letter to the Romans, where we read, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things." Brothers and sisters, separation and alienation from God led to false knowledge of who the Creator is and what He is like. Even our perception of our own humanness and knowledge of the world around us is twisted. Obviously, what we think cannot be separated from what we desire or from the decisions we make, so we are under righteous divine judgment. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. We need help. Thankfully, revealed scriptures, that is the Bible, not only clearly tells us what we need to know about God, but also who we are and what we are meant to be. We are God's special creatures. We and the world which God made as our habitat were perfectly created. We and the created world are meant to speak of the Creator's majesty and glory, even though He Himself is not physically visible to us. The negative impact of sin in our human nature is proactive and not merely passive. We, by our unrighteousness, suppress the truth. For although we knew God, we do not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but we became futile in our thinking, and our foolish hearts are darkened. Brothers and sisters, this explains the persistent human desire to falsely exercise independence from the Creator. This desire of people for disconnection from their gracious Lord is repeatedly expressed in false imaginings, not only of God, but also of ourselves and the world around us. We read, "Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served creatures rather than the Creator. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error." So, the cultural and social manifestations of our corrupted human nature reflect this alienation from the goodness and holiness of our Creator. We basically deny His very existence, and we want to replace His role as Creator by arrogant, pretentious human theories about the source and the process of our existence and that of the earth and the visible world. As creatures, we reject who we are meant to be, and we want to insist that we can and we have the right to change our created distinct genders and roles. We also look for other ways to deprive God of His rightful ownership of ourselves and the rest of His creation. This is the utmost expression of our sinful nature and rebellion against our gracious Creator. The results are clear: alienation from one another, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-service, dissolution of the institution of marriage, the magnification of racial, social, and cultural differences, which lead to hatred, conflicts, and even wars. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God in the first chapter of the letter to the Romans goes on to explain, saying, "For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they do not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to debased minds to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them but give approval to those who practice them." Brothers and sisters, thanks be to God. Our depravity did not block His gracious divine plan to redeem and recreate a new humanity through the new Adam. This saving plan is fulfilled by what Christ, the divine new Adam, came to do and accomplished. In His sinless life, perfect heavenly teaching, and redemptive work, Jesus provides us all we need to be restored to full humanness. He reconciles us to our Creator, and by His Word and Spirit, continues to build us up in His own image, the heavenly image and likeness of God's holiness and goodness that Adam first enjoyed before his rebellion. Hallelujah. the grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times throughout the whole earth by the blessed message of the gospel. Amen.